In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. This is going to be a busy week for economic news. American officials are on their way to China for more trade talks. We'll have jobs numbers later in the week. And, of course, the Fed. The Federal Reserve, which decides on monetary policy, meets this week. Economists expect that it will cut interest rates slightly. Marketplace's Mariel Seguera reports.
Every 6 weeks or so, the Fed decides whether to raise interest rates, cut them, or keep them where they are. And that decision is not always straightforward. Look at the data the Fed has to work with at the moment. Bart Van Ark is chief economist at the Conference Board.
It is clear that on the one hand, they are satisfied about various aspects of the domestic economy.
Unemployment is low. Consumer spending is strong. So there's an argument that the Fed should keep interest rates exactly where they are. On the other hand, we're in a trade war with China. Growth is slowing around the world, so you could argue that the Fed should cut interest rates to stimulate the economy. Seth Carpenter, chief U.S. economist at UBS, imagines the Fed is thinking,
if we don't cut rates because we think the economy is just fine, what happens if we find out that we're wrong? In fact, those risks were very real and the economy is slumped. That's a very, very costly policy mistake.
Carpenter says that cutting interest rates slightly would be a safer bet for the Fed. I'm Mariel Seguera for Marketplace.